Returning now to the hotline, we welcome in Wayne White. He is the analyst for the North Myrtle Beach Chiefs on the radio. His Chiefs lose tonight at St. James 17-7. Wayne, first, I want to start with the offense. Having seen North Myrtle a couple times this year, the speed, the difficulty of the scheme to get a hold of, it shocks me that they're held to 7 points. How is it done tonight?
Yeah, it shocks me too. honestly, I have to say, I mean, I think offensively we did okay. I mean, I'm going to kind of harp on a couple of things that Alan Smothers brought up, is that we moved the ball well between the 20s. Our biggest problem is that defensively, St. James guys, they're especially their outside, defensive presence, they didn't get sucked in inside. They stayed outside, played their roles, turned everything back in. We couldn't get on those outside seams. Kerry Class couldn't get loose. Daquan Montgomery there in the second half, later in the second half, on our touchdown possession, you know, got quite a few of his rushing yards. He leads us. He only ends up with 64. But a lot of those came in that possession where we finally put points on the board. But, you hate to say it as any cliche speak, but, hats off to their defense. Their defense stopped our offense more than probably anything that we did. And then the other thing that hurt us, and it's one thing that you can't, you don't want to bank on, especially the coaching staff's not going to harp on it, but, we lost Chris Coleman earlier this week. He was injured. He's in our starting center for the last 3 years, and I've heard Coach say many times this year he's our top guy on the line on either side of the ball. And that losing him, the fact that we already were a couple of starters down on the line, we had to keep shifting people around, that didn't help. And I really think that stood out in the second half when, again, as Alan said, their offensive line really took over the game. That was as an impressive performance by an offensive line as I've seen, probably top two or three that I've seen in the 9 years that we've been doing radio.
Wow, they were that impressive.
Yeah, well, it's just, we just couldn't do anything about, we couldn't do anything about what they were doing to open the line. Jamion Presley and Jamarius Faulkner, those two guys go for 111 and 68, and not that they weren't running hard. They did a good job on their end too, but, there were just gaping holes made by their offensive line. And, it was a very impressive performance by that offensive line in the second half, and especially the third quarter. I mean, you go in at halftime, it's 3-0. Both teams are playing decently well, and St. James comes out and takes it 80 yards that first possession, and it was just a grind it out. I don't think they had any plays over maybe 8 or 9 yards. It was 5, 6, 7 yards, but it was 5, 6, 7 yards every play.
Now, Wayne, we're going to get back to St. James and North Myrtle Beach here momentarily, but all of us have been wondering for Brian Edwards, wondering about him and hoping for the best. He just tweeted, "Thanks for all the well wishes. It doesn't seem to be serious. Hopefully I'll be back soon." So that is great news right there. We had her non-contact leg injury, and it didn't look good from multiple people who were at that game. So good to know that the horse himself, the very talented horse, has said that hopefully he'll be back soon. Wayne, getting back to North Myrtle and St. James, this sets up a pretty complicated tie-breaking scenario where North Myrtle Beach, St. James, and Georgetown, it's a hodgepodge of 2-2 teams that North Myrtle Beach has head-to-head losses to against both of them. Are we at a situation now, you think, where they absolutely have to win next weekend against Myrtle Beach to get into the playoffs?
I haven't looked at all the playoff scenarios, but obviously I think we've got to win next week. Now I don't know if that's necessarily as much got to win to get in the playoffs, because there's so much that's bunched up right there, and how do the scenarios work out. But with the losses that we have, I think that does almost make it a must win, but it also makes it a must win that, if we lost and we backed into the playoffs that way, definitely not a way, you know, anybody wants to go into the playoffs going backwards. And that was kind of one of the things that I talked to Coach about in our pregame show, was that each game this year, when it seemed like our program was ready to take that next step, take that next step forward, move forward, we play well, and then we have a letdown. We play well, then we have a letdown. And last week came out, played really well, didn't play well against Georgetown, played really well Friday night, and then tonight, have another letdown. It's like we just can't take that next step. And so that next step currently is our last regular season game. We've got to take that next step to, one, help our playoff positioning, and two, get a win over Myrtle Beach, which is, it's obviously a rival game. But get that win and get some momentum to get things turned around going into the playoffs.
Absolutely. And it was a game last year that no one, probably outside of Coach Harden and some of his family members, thought that North Myrtle Beach had a chance to win. And you guys did pull off that momentous upset over a very talented Myrtle Beach team. And this year the odds will be equally stacked against the Chiefs, but it has been done before. So hopefully it'll be an entertaining game. And Wayne, we'll look to catch up with you after that one next week.
Sounds good, Lewis. Thank you.